I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since the ISIS slaughter of 21 Egyptian Christians in Libya, thousands are fleeing back across home borders. At the same time, a top Egyptian cleric is calling for teaching reforms to curb the extremism that leads to terrorism. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Egypt avenged the deaths with airstrikes on ISIS, but what does that really mean for Christians? It doesn't necessarily mean safety. The Muslim Brotherhood hasn't gone away, and there are still attacks on believers.
We need to be praying for our brothers and sisters that they will remain strong and courageous in persecution, but also that they'd have wisdom. You know, what do they say? What don't they say? They need a lot of wisdom.
Next, Boko Haram has stolen hundreds of thousands of childhoods. In advancing their so-called caliphate, their destruction has displaced 1.5 million people. So what happens to these kids when Boko Haram orphans them? Open Doors USA just met with 16 children to share their traumatic stories. They're coming alongside these kids with emergency relief and Bibles to restore hope and offer peace. To help these children, you can visit our website, missionnews.org. And no resource is as crucial to our existence as water is, so you can understand how repeated droughts in northern Kenya can devastate lives. Greg Kelly of World Mission says Zoe Waters, a division of World Mission, is helping them do more than just survive, and it all begins with drilling a well.
The majority of them are animist, and then from the northeast, the Somali influence is bringing Islam, and so Islam is pressing into these areas. And so we'll go in, we'll do a water project, and then we'll distribute treasures so they have access to not only clean water, but the living water.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date Mission News every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.